We have the longest list of comedians on the Gold Coast. He's going to be here January 18, performing at the Star Gold Coast. We love him.
Yay, Jamoa!
Yay!
Jamoa, you know, all these years, none of us have ever known. What's your last name?
Schwarzenegger.
Who'd have thought? Irish German connection.
That's right. Mick Schwarzenegger.
Ah, there we are.
Excellent.
You've got to be special just to have one name. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ask Kylie, Prince, Madonna. She's McKeown. Madonna McKeown. Well, my first name is a double-barreled name because I was brought up a Catholic, and that was a big thing, like the Pope, John Paul.
Oh.
And I was, I'm not a Catholic anymore. I'm Catholic-ish.
Oh, Catholic-ish.
Yeah, a bit of an ish. I'm an ish for sure.
There's Jewish, so if they're going to be vague.
Yes.
So you're a bit Catholic-ish, Chris-ish.
Yeah. Christmassy-ish, all of those things.
Be honest with us. Say it to our face, not behind our backs. What do you think of the Gold Coast?
Yeah, you know, it's a place that people would go sometimes for a bit of a holiday.
Yep.
Everyone loves your new tram. Your new tram seems to be getting a lot of attention.
Oh, I like the tram.
Yes.
The light rail. Well, what's the difference? So that's a big asset for the place. I love the Gold Coast. I go to the marathon every year.
Quite fit.
Do you run the marathon?
I do not know.
Okay.
I look after my kids as my wife does it. I'm not running any marathon.
No. How do you stay so svelte though? Because you're skinny.
No. You should see me recently. I've gone.
Oh, you got pear shaped,
blown out.
I've got a bit of a belly. I discovered it. You know, I was putting my pyjamas on, and do you ever pull your pyjamas up really high for a laugh? Like, I did that, and couldn't believe how comfortable it felt. And then I thought, oh no, this is the way forward. So everything's up there now. You know, I used to have the towel around my waist when I got out of the shower, but now towel's up high. Makes more sense up there. Dries your stomach and your back, and same time supports my tits.
Happy days. Happy.
Being on stage is good because it's a workout. I spend the whole time on stage just sucking my belly in and just trying to hang on to it. Yeah. But these things happen as you get older. I've got, you know, all the telltale signs of getting old. Got an eyebrow that doesn't know when to stop growing. Sometimes you cross your legs, catch a nut.
I was talking about this the other day, Jim. You know, I had to do a warm-up before I decided to mow the lawn the other day because I was scared I was going to put my back out.
Oh, yeah. I'm a tender in the morning. It's like a royal ceremony putting my underpants on. You know, I just lower them down real slow. And I do it between the frame of the door because... you ever do that thing, you know, like big toe's your friend getting your trousers off at night, but big toe's your enemy putting your underpants on?
Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, if you catch big toe on the gusset and you're off balance, you know, so, but I found the frame of the doorway is a perfect place to stand because if you lose your balance, the frame of the door corrects you. This is very educational for people in their 50s.
Yeah. Well, we're going to learn a lot when you get back up here to the Gold Coast to perform live. Jim Owen, that's the double barrel Jim-Owen. Thank you so much.
Good to speak to you all.